This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We have a question about, you know, signs of puberty, reaching puberty for both boys and girls. When does a person become really Islamically accountable based on puberty? Is it in the beginning of the appearance of these signs, or which sign that is the defining threshold for that?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam. The sign of reaching age of puberty, some of them are agreed upon and some of them are not.
Okay.
The one that agreed upon for men is that wet dreams,
okay,
or their ability to ejaculate and semen comes out, you know, that's basically a sign that agreed upon by all the scholars. And for a woman is when she starts her period. She starts her period. They said another sign also, she get pregnant. I think that's too late to figure that out. But I mean, you know, but that's something mentioned in the book. These are the two things that were mentioned in the books of fiqh. Sorry, that's what's
okay.
been documented in the book. So these are two signs shows the agreed upon between all the scholars. Then you go to an area, okay. Also, there is another sign, which is age, reaching the age of 15, okay. Majority of the fuqaha, not agreed upon, but majority of the fuqaha will say the age of 15 is reaching the age of puberty.
Okay.
Okay. Some made the difference between, I think in the Ahnaf, between men's and women's. So they will have certain type of debate. But, you know, the one that back up by a lot of evidence is the age of 15. Also, some of the fuqaha, rahimahumullah, debated over, or another sign which the fuqaha debated over, is the growth of the hair. And when we talk about the hair, we talk about the pubic hair, the hair that grows up, around the private area. And the private area, that hair must be thick and curly. It's not the soft hair, because even kids, like in a very early age, can grow soft hair in that area. That will not be considered. It has to be a curly, thick, you know, hair that it need to be shaved. So when it is like that, that's when some of the fuqaha consider it, not all of them, consider it a sign of puberty, like the Hanabila, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered this a sign of puberty for the Bani Qurayza. And also the famous opinion among the Malikiya, and I think it is also Abu Yusuf from the Ahnaf, said the same thing. But you will have the Ahnaf and the Hanafi, and some of the Malikiya said, no, it's not a sign at all. Thick or not thick, a lot or a little, doesn't matter. It doesn't, does not count as a sign of puberty. The Shafi'iyya made more tafsil. I mean by tafsil, they say it's a sign of reaching the age of puberty for non-Muslim but not Muslims, and they have a reason for that, because they said it is an explanation about that Muslim will not want to be responsible, mukallaf, as you want to delay that. Also, they said because Muslim parents are trusted. So if you ask them, nobody gonna check, but if you ask them, they will not lie, not, you know, about the age, you know. But I believe this kind of differentiation, like there is weakness in it, but it is something that some of the fuqaha said. The bottom line is, I do believe, also some of the fuqaha said, the hair can be a sign of puberty when it comes to financial responsibility,
okay,
but not ibadat, act of worship. So if he grow that means he's old enough to be responsible for his financial actions, selling, buying, you know, stuff like that. Also in front of the judge, stealing, treated like adult, going to war. but he will not let obligated on him to pray, obligated to fast. So also some there is a different range of opinions. Mm-hmm. Wallahu alam for me is that if the pubic hair grow in a thick, curly manner, in a very early age, okay, like 9, there's no any other sign, there's basically no name or anything happened like that, or no period, I will not consider a sign of reaching the age of puberty. When it comes to the age, I go by the 15 as a maximum age. Not to wait the 15, because if somebody start period before 15, all the scholars said the age of puberty started, or have a wet dream before that. Mm-hmm. But if nothing of the period or the wet dream did not happen until the 15, and 15 comes, khalas, 15 is the cutoff line for me. Mm-hmm. And that's the madhab al-hanabira, rahimahumullah, and some other fuqaha as well. And many of the sahaba have considered that to be an age. Some fuqaha even said, no, you wait until the hayd or the wet dream take place. So that's when it comes. There is also sign, al-ulama consider them nothing. Like underarm, some people think the growth of the underarm hair is a sign of reaching the age of puberty. It's not. Or voice became thick or changing the voice. Or the appearance of, for example, breast for a woman. Or, you know, the growth of the private area of man. That does not mean that the person reached the age of puberty.
All right. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.